Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, shock ensues because we've switched sides again. When Democrats are in office, they have a whole separate set of allies and enemies. And then it changes when we come into office. Under Joe Biden, Iran was practically an ally of the United States of America. Very close. At a minimum, they didn't treat him as an enemy. $300 billion total given to Iran that Iran otherwise would not have had. Some of that was through the lifting of sanctions so they could profit from oil again. Some of it was actual money that was held in accounts that we controlled that we then opened up and transferred to them. We had to explain the definition of the word fungible over and over and over again. If you send Iran $10 billion and you say you can only spend it on, I don't know, food or something, well, that frees up $10 billion other dollars. And they could send them to, I don't know, the Houthis, which they did. So you saw the Houthis go from basically desert goat herders to operating some of the most sophisticated military equipment in the world, over 200 strikes on our tankers, military vessels, commercial vessels, and those of others. This peacefully trying to go through that very, very important shipping lane to Europe. And so just running out of control under Biden and barely any retaliation, at times none whatsoever. Well, Pete Hegseth and the left is just there. They're absolutely, they can't believe this. They love Iran for some reason, probably because they tried to kill Trump twice and were very honest and open about it. Pete Hegseth just laying the smacketh down on Iran in a tweet, and they can't believe he was that it was that strongly worded. The tweet is amazing. It's great. And he flat out says to Iran, "We see your lethal support to the Houthis. We know exactly what you are doing." He wrote in a post on X, "You know very well what the U.S. military is capable of, and you were warned. You will pay the consequence at the time and place of our choosing." Good.
Sounds a little threatening, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it should.
Yes, it should.
It should.
And the Houthis are continuing. In fact, you may have heard the story we had about the loss of a F-18 Hornet off the deck of the Harry S. Truman, that on a tow vehicle, because the aircraft carrier was conducting an emergency evasive maneuver, which tilted the aircraft carrier, and they slid off the hangar deck honestly, by the grace of God, that the tow truck operator and the pilot were not killed. They both got off. The pilot was slightly injured because he had to jump from the aircraft before it went into the ocean.
Mm. And that evasive maneuver was, of course, because
to avoid a Houthi missile strike.
Yeah.
Thanks, Iran.
That's an act of war right there. That's,
it is.
I mean, in the Biden
They're firing on U.S. military vessels.
The Biden administration treated that very casually. They were cool with that. You could fire on them. They didn't care. They're fine with it. And look, Hegseth's got two reasons to do this. Number one, we've had an open border for 4 years. I have no doubt there are agents of Iran in this country right now and agents of the Houthis who could be considering a terror attack in retaliation. But number two, and this is the thing that's beginning to grate me about our side too. We have these really weird doves on our side now. They used to all be Democrats. And I don't understand, including Tucker Carlson, who's lost his mind on Iran. And they are saying things like, oh, Trump's being too mean, threatening to hit Iran, threatening to bomb Iran if they don't come to an agreement. You know, we will strike you. We will, you know, what basically what Hegseth just said. Okay, when Iran sends two separate assassins to kill Trump and his cabinet, we have them both, thank God, in custody. And when the Ayatollah of that country makes it absolutely clear there is a fatwa on their head, vows vengeance, and vows to murder them, Trump and his cabinet, this is his cabinet from his last term, on Twitter, his own official Twitter feed, puts the fatwa on, vows to murder them, and then sends two assassins to do it. This is how you have to deal with them. The biggest threat from Iran, Trump's not going to say this because he doesn't want to look weak. He sends Hegseth out to pan the war trip. The biggest threat from Iran is that they managed to kill Trump. Maybe Vance with him. That is the biggest threat. This is total game changer. Remember this. They sent an assassin to target Pompeo and Bolton too. He had cut a deal with cartel assassins to try to take them out. And folks, we still don't know if they sent crooks. May have. FBI's hiding all of that. The overseas accounts. We don't know that, but we do know for a fact that they sent an assassin who was trying to flee the country the weekend of the first assassination attempt against Trump. Again, I want to know all about that. Congress can't find out about it. If you're Trump, you better believe you are threatening mortal, use of mortal strength, brutal strength against Iran. Because, these are acts of war. This is craziness. Trump is, in a very real way, and he would never say this because he's too smart to say it, trying to stay alive. He is letting them know again and again and again, you mess with us, we will kill you. I mean, to stay alive, Lee, long enough to take office, he had to threaten Iran and say, look, if something happens to me, we're unleashing the nukes. My people will do it. That's necessary. That's not Trump going over the side, Trump becoming a warmonger, Trump becoming a neocon. That's basic survival 101. And that's how badly the Democrats allowed Iran to get out of control. Oh, it just frosts me.
Oh, I know. I mean, when you look at what Iran was able to do during the Biden administration, what North Korea has been able to do during the Biden administration, what the Houthi rebels were able to do in Yemen. We could go on and on about all of the things that went on. And I'm not saying that the Biden administration should have gone off and attacked people militarily all over the world, but there were just so many things where the Biden administration made no effort to even oppose anything that was detrimental to the national interest and the security of this country on so many levels.
Well, it was the funding of it first, but then it was the wink, wink, nod, nod. I mean, I will never forget the week after we find out that Iran has tried to kill Trump again. We've got the assassin in custody. A week later, we rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran
to come to the UN.
Yes, right here in America. Yeah. He touched down. I was like, my God, if I was president, he's going straight to the brig. We're going to pick him up, put handcuffs on him. We're going to try him. Because, you have sent the second assassin, the Ayatollah, who's the real leader of that country. You're number two if you're the president. You really are. I mean, we got everything we need. We're going to try you. You're not going home. I'd have been like, yeah, come to America. Sure, no, welcome. Come to the UN. Yeah, go ahead. Touch down on our soil. Go ahead, do that. You do that. We'll send someone to meet you at the airport. And you're not leaving, bud. That's how you handle that. Now, I have to defend Iran a little here. Because they said one thing that was true, and that doesn't happen much for Iran. Iran criticized the U.S. For its contradictory behavior. Well, yeah. When you get rewarded the week after we catch your assassin on our soil, or really it was the week after we admitted him, we'd had him for weeks. And we roll out the red carpet for the president. It's a little confusing. Iran thinks, oh, okay, well, we want him dead. The Democrats want him dead. You rolled the red carpet out for us, celebrated us, even provided Iran's president with security. Yeah, it is a little contradictory. I mean, I get that. So that's why you're seeing the strength of the statements that Hegseth is making. This is necessary. This is necessary for them to understand, Lee, we will mess you up. We can find you. We can decimate you just like Soleimani. Don't even think about it. I mean, and to send the Houthis after us, after all of that, that was bold, man. After the hit on their training center.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, and here's the other thing, right? I mean, Iran's watched this the whole time. Biden never bombed their headquarters, the Houthis headquarters. Like, that would be the place number one I'd go. I mean, that's where I'd start. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Well, that's the terror training camp right there. That's the Houthi headquarters. Okay, that goes. Boom. That's the first thing I'm bombing. Biden just let them have it. So, I think it's great. Message to Iran, Pete Hegseth tweeted. We see your lethal support to the Houthis. We know exactly what you are doing. You know very well what the U.S. military is capable of, and you were warned you will pay the consequence at the time and place of our choosing. Ouch. That means, you know what that means? That means another major strike's coming. He's already saying it.
Well, I guess we can check his signal account and find out when.
Yeah, and suppose the CIA will make sure we
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is exactly, I mean, you know what? Look, when the CIA sets those accounts up for you and is like, use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and use those. We're going to end up finding out Deep State did the whole thing. We just haven't found it out yet. But no, you know, I got to say this. I had a lot of criticism for Hegseth because I did not like that he wasn't fully honest with Trump about his background. We had to learn about it in the media. I'm not happy with that. But I got to say, I have been pleasantly surprised by him since he's been in office. And he has accomplished the one thing that Trump really hired him for, which is to flood the military with MAGA. Because they had pushed everybody out who wasn't Democrat, like-minded, or tried to with the shot and firing anybody who was patriotic and, you know, making sure only the Marxists advanced. And they had all about purged the military. And Trump is, I mean, he just hit another record goal yesterday. I think they announced it that they had more than the recruits they were seeking.
Yeah,
that's good.
All of the services suddenly turned around when Trump was inaugurated.
Yeah, and Trump wanted everyone to see Hegseth. He's young. He's lower ranks. This is going to be not the military of the Marxist and the Millies. This is, you know, going to be the military of the American soldier, and they're going to be celebrated, and the American Marine. And it's great. It's been great for business. So we are
He's certainly not from the wine and cheese crowd. He's from the tats and beer crowd.
No wine and cheese there.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Kim Jeffries quietly warning Democrats to cool it on the MS-13 caucus. Maybe stop the trips to El Salvador, at least the publicly announced ones, to advocate for the release of St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, the immaculated, the beatified St. Kilmar, who, it turns out, is a beady wife beater. Yeah, he's very smacky. He's very spanky, and he bruises a lot. Yeah, it wasn't just that one time, it turns out. No. A second complaint from his wife, Marilyn Father. Yeah. The one they want to bring home. Never mind, his home is in El Salvador, not in America. Yeah, I got to, in all seriousness, I fear for the wife's life if he comes home. I do. I don't know if she's going to survive it. Here's why.
Another protective order against suspected migrant gang member Kilmar Abreu Garcia has been uncovered, this time from all the way back in 2020.
Chanley Painter is here with all the details. Hi, Chanley.
Hey, good morning, Carly and Todd. So in addition to the 2021 protective order filed by the wife of Kilmar Abreu Garcia, another filing from 2020 has surfaced. This time his wife wrote in part, quote, "I am afraid to be close to him. I have multiple photos, videos of how violent he can be and all the bruises he left me. He told my ex-mother-in-law that even if he kills me, no one can do anything to him." Still, many Democrats, many of whom traveled to El Salvador, are advocating for Abreu Garcia's release, believing he is an innocent man wrongly deported.
Listen to that. Entitlement. He thinks he can kill me and get away. Of course he does. He can come into the country. No one stops him. Gets picked up for human trafficking by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. They flag him. Damn, this guy's wanted by Interpol. This is an internationally known gang member. Garcia, the St. Kilmar. And Tennessee Highway Patrol goes, wow. But the FBI would love to pick this guy up. They wanted to give him to the FBI because you understand they're not deputized. They can't hold him. I thought, wow, I mean, the FBI, they could get this guy. He's a human trafficker caught with illegal immigrants, caught driving the vehicle of a convicted and deported human trafficker. Got illegals in the back. And, of course, he's wanted by Interpol. He's on the list of, you know, bolos, be on the lookout for. They call the FBI. You want this guy? You come get him. We can't hold him very long. We're not deputized as border agents, but you can get him. FBI's like, no. And then orders them to release him. Wow. They know who he is. I mean, Interpol. I mean, he has left a reputation in his wake. They say to release him. They order the Highway Patrol. They don't just say, no, we don't want him. They say, release him. That's why he thinks he can kill her. Get away with it. Maybe you can. Look, if you were him, you'd think you could. That's how bad Joe Biden's America got. And this is how delusional Democrats are about it. Democrat Representative Hank Johnson, y'all, talking about poor wife beating, murder threatening, human trafficking, Interpol wanted, St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters and thugs everywhere.
You know, first they came for the Latinos outside of the Home Depots trying to get work so that they could feed their families. And I didn't say anything about it because I'm not a Latino at the Home Depot. Then they came for the Hispanic looking folks wearing hats backward with tattoos, and they deported them to El Salvador. And I didn't say anything about that because I don't wear my hair backward, and I don't have any tattoos, and I don't look like a Latino. Then they came for the Latinas at home taking care of the children. They scooped up the Latinas and the children, some of whom were American citizens, one of whom was receiving treatment for cancer. They swept them up, took them off, and deported them. And I didn't say anything about it because I'm not a Latina. I'm not a little...
Well, actually, the mom requested to go with the American citizen child. And so I sent the child to child. I did not deport the child. But yeah, lies are all Democrats have at this point. That's... He was just trying to get work at the Home Depot when he was human trafficking those people in between, threatening to kill his wife, get let off by the FBI, who had to know he was wanted by Interpol. I mean, we can't keep a guy like that. Folks, here are the real numbers, okay? These Democrats. But this is Hank Johnson, y'all. I mean, he once asked a high-ranking member of our military if Guam was going to tip over if we built additional Marine barracks there. So, that's what you're dealing with mentally. And the guy is starved for both oxygen, you could tell, to the brain, and also real news. Probably doesn't know half the story about St. Kilmar, but still, folks, let's look at who Trump has deported so far. He came for the Latinas at home and the poor guys who were at... just trying to make a living, doing the human trafficking Americans simply won't do. Okay, of the illegal immigrants arrested and deported so far, 1,329 had sex offenses, 2,288 were gang members, 498 were convicted of murder in this country or their own, 1,479 had weapons offenses, 6,398 had DWIs, or vehicular homicides that killed Americans, 9,639 assaults, 66,000 people with deportation orders and criminal convictions, beyond their immigration convictions, criminal convictions. That is the reality. What he's talking about, I got no idea. That's from a different time-space continuum. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. By the way, Fridays are now call-in hour in the last hour of the show. So if you have something from the week you want to weigh in on tomorrow, last hour of the show, 9 to 10, give me a call. The text line is the call line. It's the same line, 800-905-0989. So if you... get something overnight you're thinking about, you want to comment on, ask a question, whatever. You can give me a call tomorrow, last hour of the show. We're turning it into a call-in hour on Fridays. So not today, but on Fridays. Okay. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I only caught part of your snippet of your segment on Governor McMaster. Where can I find more information? Okay, this is very, very, very important. What's about to take place today is an announcement out of Miami about the joint partnership that Henry McMaster is pretending he doesn't know about, our governor. And it's remarkable. No other GOP governor is doing what DeSantis is doing, and shame on them. What it is DeSantis requested for Trump to deputize. We could do this here. Every single state law enforcement officer. So, and they have, from the highway patrol to the fish and wildlife, all of them can pick up illegal immigrants because they are now border patrol officers. They have been federally deputized. They could do that. Now, very quickly, before, you've heard probably many stories of illegal immigrant gets caught drunk driving, officer picks him up, they got to let him go. Why? They can't detain him. They can't detain them. Why? Because they're not immigration officers. That's the ACLU has won in court. Democrats won in court on that. So even when a police officer, say, or highway patrol officer picks somebody up, they're illegal immigrant, very clearly, they can't pick him up because they don't have jurisdiction. Well, now guess what? In Florida, with a wave of a wand, they got jurisdiction. They could pick him up. You could do all kinds of really cool stuff like this. Well, they just did a roundup operation. The first tranche of that, they picked up 800, including a terrorist, a internationally wanted Russian guy by Interpol, and multiple gang members, and then quite a few rapists and murderers, you know, the usual Biden voters. So they said this has been ongoing since then. They're going to have a major announcement this morning, but the preview is thousands have now been picked up this way. And what's amazing about it is what a force multiplier it is, because they did this with just a few Department of Homeland Security people at the top managing Florida law enforcement did it. And they want them out. They want these people out of their state. Unlike, say, I don't know, our governor, Henry McMaster, who's been ignoring me for the last month as I've been talking about his ability to do this with a single phone call. Pick up the phone. I know you have Trump's number. He endorsed you. You endorsed him. You've campaigned together. Pick up the phone, governor. So here's what you can do. Let's properly motivate the governor, or at least make him pay for not doing this. Now, be very nice when you call. I want you to call the because his office is open now. Call the governor. Okay, we're going to send you a link. So you text keyword gov, G-O-V, to 800-905-0989. This is G-O-V, keyword gov. We'll send you a link where you can either email or you can call our no good, useless governor. And be very nice and say, look, you've seen what DeSantis is doing and you would really like to deport tens of thousands too. Wait, what? Tens of that? Yes. He said he has 10,000 beds. This is DeSantis. Four illegals ready to go so they can be processed and deported. Quote, we can run flights to El Salvador whenever we need to. He's ready to go. Where are you, governor? You know, he cut this deal in February, right? And I've been screaming about it ever since. They pretend they don't know, but they do. I've been retweeting this or tweeting about this. And a lot of you have been tweeting at the governor, too. And they know. His staff is ignoring me and pretending he doesn't know. Because he doesn't want to look to his donors like he wants to deport their cheap illegal labor, which, by the way, is a violation of the law. Well, we're not even talking about folks. Governor, we could be busy for the rest of your term just getting illegal immigrant criminals out of this state if you would get off your butt and do what DeSantis has already done. These are not hard things. They're not. Governor knows it. So here's DeSantis explaining this to Laura Ingraham last night.
We have been deputized, our state agencies and a lot of our local, to exercise immigration enforcement authority. When Biden was president, if our highway patrol pulled over an illegal for driving drunk, they would call ICE. ICE wouldn't come get them. And then we weren't allowed to do anything beyond that in terms of immigration enforcement. Now we're deputized under President Trump's administration. Our guys can just take them and get them into processing for deportation right away.
I'm confused. What can't you do?
And when she's saying, what can't you do? He's now actually this is. And so this is what I'm asking Henry to do. OK, our governor, Henry McMaster. OK, when she says, what can't you do? Well, what he's asking now, he said, listen, give us sole authority. In other words, we won't even need DHS managing us. Hand it to us. Give us the whole enchilada. Let us do our own immigration enforcement in the state. Again, Trump could do that too. And so he is saying, hey, we need this from DHS. I expect an announcement on that by the end of the week, by the way. I don't know why Laura Ingraham she couldn't seem to understand it, but I think she was getting hit with it for the first time. But anyway, I want to focus on Ron DeSantis. So he's saying, let us go to the next level where we don't even need DHS to manage us. Let me do it. And I will fill these beds and run those planes around the clock. Folks, he's saying this is how we deport millions, okay? We've only deported 66,000. We've had over 100,000 arrests, but we've only deported 66,000. We're out of bed space. We need every Republican governor to do this.
And we will go in. We won't even need DHS to necessarily be there. We will go in. We'll find there. We have tens of thousands of illegals in Florida that are already on deportation orders. So you hear all this about due process. They've already been processed and have been ordered to be removed. We can go in and get those. So I think what we can do is provide more manpower, more space, and then we even have the ability to process.
This floods the zone, folks, and it takes the onus off Trump. All of these liberal judicial dictators, you get all the governors just flight after flight after flight after flight. We can get rid of them. They can't stop it. It's too much. It's too many. They could try. That's what it's going to take. Now, he's talking about deportation. This is, listen to where we are. 900,000 of these thugs are convicted criminals with deportation orders in the whole country. That normally they would have been deported, but Biden made the Border Patrol, made the Border Guard, made ICE sit at their desks and do nothing, or worse than that, process these voters, future voters, as they came illegally into the country. Okay, that's why we have to play catch up. We need Republican governors to stop pretending they don't know DeSantis is doing this. So what I need you to do is to properly motivate our governor. He needs to know you know. that he can do this. Don't take any flack from them. Oh, we can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Poor me. No, 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 no. And his staff will probably lie to you. They do. You just tell them this. Santa's already doing it. Obviously, it can be done. It's already done. You cut the deal in February. So text keyword gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. Here is Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez explaining what Biden did.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border.
They need help. They need our highway patrol. They need our state officers. They need everybody. And then we need these police chiefs and sheriffs to join too. Already doing it in Florida. And I'm expecting, they're saying it's going to be thousands today when they announce it they've gotten. All where our governor was golfing and messing around. Breaking news out of Texas, just another dad from Texas. No, he's not the illegal immigrant. He's dead. Killed in front of his family by an illegal migrant who was able to stay here despite two prior kills and prior arrests. He's a lengthy arrest history that's breaking right now. What do we call him, Texas dad? Is that what we do? You know what, folks? Here's the problem that we have right now. As Ron DeSantis cleans up at tens of thousands a clip that state from legal immigrants, you know what's going to happen, don't you? Well, I mean, there's nowhere for them. I mean, they're not going to go. They're going to go north. They're going to come here. They're going to go El Norte. Why? Because nobody's hunting them. They can drive cars in peace here. Henry McMaster has practically created a sanctuary. And compared to Florida, I mean, it's not a sanctuary state. We need our governor to do what Ron DeSantis is doing. At a minimum, deputize our highway patrol and all of our state law enforcement officers as federal immigration authorities. Let them start picking these guys up. Let them start having immigration authority to do that, as is happening in Florida. I can't wait for the announcement. This is what it's going to take, folks. And you know what is the beauty of it, too? Look, McMaster owes a lot to Trump. I don't even think he'd be the governor without Trump. This would take some of the heat off Trump. It would. Because these judges are just incessantly targeting him. I mean, what we need is planes flying around the clock. And that's what they're proposing in Florida. He's got 10,000 beds ready to go. I can't even, the money that will save. Again, DeSantis is talking about doing what Trump is already doing. He's talking about just starting with the ones with criminal convictions and who already have deportation orders. No reason for them to be here. They're only here because Joe Biden wouldn't let them deport them. Wouldn't provide the manpower to deport them. We can get this done, but we need governors like our own to step up and do what DeSantis did months ago. Now we're seeing the fruits of that. And I mean, we can have even if he doesn't want to go total deportation, we can have a small skeleton crew from the Department of Homeland Security come in here and manage these guys. And we can use our own muscle to do it. Can you imagine clearing illegal immigrants out of here? How many lives that will save? I mean, we just, again, saw that college student absolutely killed by a drunk driver who was an illegal immigrant. I'm telling the governor, next one, I mean, that one's totally on you. We'll never know. Neither will that child's parents. Would he still be alive if Henry McMaster were willing to actually deport illegal immigrants? Because guess what? Once you start an operation like DeSantis's, after a while, there's nobody left to deport. Why? Because they all moved to South Carolina where they can drive in peace. And the Highway Patrol is not deputized to deport them. Texter writes, Tara, when will someone be charged for flying illegals into our country? Biden should be charged, but he can't be, obviously, because he's got immunity, the same immunity that the Supreme Court gave Trump. But we could go after Mayorkas. I'd love to do that. Texter writes, Tara, beautiful 23-year-old Samantha Peeler of Gaffney was killed by a drunk illegal immigrant, never made a big splash on the news, and we need a voice for her too. See, this is going to happen, Governor. And you know what? You're in your last term, okay? I know that you want to sit on all the boards, make all the money, and play golf all day. But you have no legacy right now. You are a complete failure as a governor. I mean, you are. You haven't done anything. I mean, we barely hear from you. This is your chance to actually have something that you can talk about that you did, rather than, you know, trying to appear to do something. This could be your legacy, Governor. Text Gov to 800-905-0989. Think how cool it would be. Everyone would love you. And like I said, I am promising you a friction-free interview where I would do nothing but praise you to high heaven. You can even announce it on this show and I'll tell everyone how cool you are. You could actually show your face in the upstate again, which, by the way, you lost when you ran because we got your number. But you can change all that. You can change all of it, Governor. All you got to do is what DeSantis has already done. You don't have to think it through. You just call down there, call up his staff, ask him how to do it. Be a real governor for once. 800-905-0989 is the text line. Text keyword gov, and we will give you the contact information for the governor.